20 polls from Emerson now until Election Day, so you're going to want to follow Emerson Polling on Twitter, not miss any of them. Three here right now on Emerson College Polling Weekly, presented by The Great Courses Plus. Support all the work done here at Emerson Polling by signing up for a free trial, www.thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. Michigan, New Jersey, and New Mexico. Start on the East Coast. Senate race in New Jersey. Professor Spencer Kimball, go.
So New Jersey is a state where Democrats have about a 900,000 vote advantage. And the U.S. Senator there is Bob Menendez, and he's been in office for a while, and people would expect him to have a pretty clear shot to win, except that if you recall, he had that federal indictment. He had the trial, which led to a hung jury, basically. And well, he asked a question about trust. And in that question, who do you trust Bob Menendez? 44% said that they did, 56% that said they did not. And that would probably explain why he is in such a competitive race with a Republican, Bob Huggin, at 42%, with Menendez at 47%. So this is about a five-point race. We do look at a forced choice question. This comes to us from Warren Natofsky, an old pro in polling, who suggests that we should force undecided voters into one camp to give a more accurate reflection. And so using that approach, we see Menendez does clear 50% with those about 7% of voters are still undecided, and they are breaking for Menendez. So it suggests Menendez will be able to close out the race. But, you know, understanding data correctly is one of the most powerful tools we have for understanding our world.
Yes.
And one of our favorite ways to do that is with The Great Courses Plus. Mm-hmm. Check out Meaning from Data, Statistics Made Clear. This course gives a great insight into the basic principles of statistics and its role in how it plays in everything from politics and polls to sports and the stock market. And you can find all of this with The Great Courses Plus. You get unlimited access to fascinating insights from leading professors and experts about anything that interests you, history, science, politics. You can learn a new language. There's thousands of lectures that you can watch at any time, and you can listen to it through The Great Courses Plus app. We know that you're going to love what you find in The Great Courses Plus. So we've arranged a special limited time offer for our listeners to enjoy any of the courses, including Statistics Made Clear, free for an entire month. But to start your free month trial, you need to sign up from our special URL. Sign up today at thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling.
Yeah, I just cannot recommend that product enough to our listeners, as you just said. So let's go back to the polls. Now in the middle of the country, jump over to Michigan for us.
So Michigan's a state where Trump was able to carry it by 5/6 of a point. So it's supposed to be very competitive. We looked at the U.S. Senate race there. Debbie Stabenow we have with a 9-point lead over the Republican John James. This also extends to double digits when we do push those undecided voters. So it suggests Stabenow is in good position for reelect. In the governor's race, remember, this is a Republican-held seat. It looks like the Democrats are going to be able to take this seat with their candidate, Gretchen Whitmer. We have her up by about 11 points. But against the Republican Bill Shuddy. But in this race, the undecided voters are actually breaking for the Republican. So we could see this race tighten. The problem for Shuddy, the Republican, is that only 4% were undecided. So there's not that much room for him to gain. So it looks like the Democrats are in good shape out there.
Interesting stuff. All right, we're going to close it out with what is kind of the main event. We've gotten a lot of pull from followers of Emerson Polling. New Mexico, a full slate of races you're looking at, so kind of start wherever you want, but we know there's a lot of interest in that Senate race.
Yeah, the Senate race got real interesting when Gary Johnson jumped in, at least it did for, you know, at the initial stage. We haven't looked at the race since then, but New Mexico is one of those states with three congressional districts, and so what we've done here is actually all three of those congressional races were polled, and then we also looked at the governor and the U.S. Senate race, and we'll just start with that Senate race. Looks like Marty Heinrich is in good shape with 48% of the vote. Republican Mick Rich is at 32. Johnson's down in third place at about 16%. So we're pretty confident it'll fall in this order. The margin or the magnitude may increase a little for Heinrich based on those undecided voters. Looks like he will get to the majority, but it'll be close on that account. The governor's race will be a little bit closer there. This is, again, a Republican-held seat by Susana Martinez, and the Democrats are looking to take this seat. They're running a congresswoman from the 1st District, Michelle Lujan Grisham, against the Republican Steve Pierce, who's the congressman from the 2nd District. But that race, we've got the Democrat up by about 9 points, 53 to 44.